Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good to see you. You look great. And with this new album out.
Yeah, my hair's gotten a little more gray in the last 2 weeks for some reason.
Well, at least you've got some hair. Mine all fell out through the years for some reason.
Well, I'm sorry, Dean.
Oh, that's okay. You know, you learn to live with whatever the cards get dealt.
Listen, there's some really good places down the street that sell, like, I mean, you can get a toupee for $12 now. That looks pretty good.
I'm thinking about calling Empire Carpeting because you get a free Bissell rug shampooer with every toupee.
You know what? You get, was that the place that you get, like, if you buy one room, you get two for free?
Exactly. Exactly right. You pay attention to the commercials. We love that. So tell us about this new album. Is it significantly different? We've been listening to some of your classics here in the studio while we were waiting for you. Significantly different than Meatloaf of Days Gone By?
It's actually very different, because every album I've ever done, because I'm an actor. I started as an actor. I started on Broadway doing hair and did Shakespeare in the Park, and I worked as an actor in New York for 9 years before Bad Outta Hell came out. And so my roots and my everything I do is like an actor. And so every album I've taken through the eyes of a character until this one. And I just got, the world had made me so crazy that for the last 6 years I've said the world's gone to hell in a handbasket. And my drummer said, let's do that record. And so that's what we did. And it's really about humanity, compassion, dignity. There is a few political statements I make, but I don't hit you over the head with a hammer. And I don't preach to you. And I offer you, and it's through metaphors. And I believe in Old Yeller. And I believe in Hollywood happy endings. So I always have a solution for everything.
What do you think you attribute to the incredible longevity of your music career and these songs that you have created that stand the test of time, that still are so great today?
You know, you just get on Bad Out of Hell. It was myself, Jim, Todd Rundgren, a guy named Steve Popovich, a guy named Walter Yetnikoff, who ran CBS Records, and I had two very good friends that I had known for a long time, and before everybody else knew them from Saturday Night Live, named John Belushi and Gilda Radner. And they lobbied for us to go on Saturday Night Live for 9 months, and eventually we got on, and I promise you, the week after we were on, that record broke. And so, you know, there's other people responsible, but those are the people but it touched a nerve. And you've got a few of those records out there. Dark Side of the Moon, Hotel California, Born to Run, Bad Outta Hell. There's a few of those records out there that just... Adele right now has touched a nerve. And there's no explanation for it. There's no explanation for success. Success just comes out of life.
Well, we hope you come to Chicago. Any plans to tour and come here?
Oh yeah, I always tour and continue. I don't know how to stop working. If I stop working, I turn into a mushroom.
Well, come to town. Come on the WGN Morning News. We'd love to have you on and talk some more when we have a little more time. It's great to see you. You look
fantastic.
Great.
Fantastic. Yeah. And Hell in a Handbasket is, I know anybody who comes on and gonna sell you a record, gonna tell you it's great. But it really is great. And if you're a fan of Meatloaf, you'll like it.
Just got it in the mail this morning. I'm going to check it out on my way home today. I appreciate you spending some time with us.
All right, fantastic.